Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm John McEnroe.
I'm Bjorn Borg.
This is Martina Navratilova.
I'm Mats Wilander.
I'm Stan Wawrinka.
I'm Leighton Hewitt.
I'm Andy Murray.
And you're listening to the Tennis Podcast.
Well, hello and welcome to the Tennis Podcast brought to you in association with The Telegraph. My name is David Law. I've been here in Glasgow at the Davis Cup semi-final between Great Britain and Argentina, which has just finished with Argentina winning it 3-2 to get through to the final for the fifth time, in fact, for them. They're going to try and win it for the first time. And Great Britain just coming up short as they try to respond from 0-2 down after the opening day. I'm joined by Mars McLagan, former Great Britain Davis Cup player and Five Live Tennis summariser, who's been with us all weekend. You've been with us all the way through this extraordinary run to the title last year, Mars, and right here to the semi-finals. It's been some weekend, hasn't it? And I mean, it ended today ultimately in defeat for Great Britain, but what a performance today, specifically from Leonardo Meyer in that fifth and deciding rubber.
He was really impressive, and I know he's outside the top 100 now, but he showed why he's been up to 21 in the world, and especially after the start that Dan Evans got off to. I think the Argentine captain said he'd start a little bit nervously, but overcame that, and it was a really commanding performance. But so we've been lucky. It's been a great run of ties, so many home ties. It's been a lot of fun, and I suppose in a way this is kind of one that got away, but I'm sure a few of our opponents along the way have said that as well.
Well, absolutely right. Of course, one thinks back to when we were here 18 months ago watching James Ward come back from two sets to love down to defeat John Isner. The first rubber of the tie was a real battle of the giants, wasn't it? Literally and figuratively speaking, in the case of Juan Martín Del Potro. But to think of where he's come from, we've said this a number of times in recent months, but to come up against Andy Murray on his home turf in the longest match in either one of their careers, 5 hours and 7 minutes, and to outlast Murray, that is one of the ultimate achievements in tennis, isn't it? Maybe beating Djokovic in a similar circumstance or Nadal, but what a win that was for Del Potro.
Yeah, it was amazing. As I said before, for me it was great match. I played so good, much better than the finals in Rio, and I'm so glad to enjoy these things. I was so close to quit tennis, and now my present is completely different, and I'm so happy for that.
I was going to say, because if we were to go back 18 months and somebody had told you that this would happen, what would you have thought of that?
Well, I didn't expect nothing of these things. I beat Djokovic, Wawrinka, Rafa, Andy in the last 2 months, and it was unbelievable for me, and I didn't expect to win this match also.
You can't help but admire Del Potro, the level of his tennis, but I think more than anything for those guys, just their will to win and never to buckle, just to keep to consistently sort of have disappointment and come back and play well. And of course, we knew he was class before Del Potro. He'd beaten Federer in the final of Grand Slam. It doesn't get much better than that. But, through all the surgeries, I think he's probably, win or lose, he's just appreciating being back on the court. And, it's always nice to see success come to people who've worked hard.
We know that Andy Murray and Jamie Murray had the devastation of finding out a week ago that their grandfather had passed away, and it was his funeral on Friday. I know Jamie Murray went to that funeral. Andy Murray went the day before, missed out on his press conference so that he could make time to go to a family gathering. How big a deal do you think is an emotional impact like that on a professional's performance at the very top level? Can it take a bit of an edge out of them? I mean, it's, you know, Murray fought his heart out, didn't he? I mean, there's no questioning that. But I mean, it must be really difficult to do.
It must be. I'm, you know, very fortunate I haven't had to deal with something like that. But it's very hard to put a number on it. But sure, I mean, we talk about in tennis as physical stamina, mental stamina, and emotional stamina, and can't help but drain a little bit of that. And we'll never know whether that's why, you know, he maybe could have been a bit quicker in a fifth set, or concentration might not have lapsed. I mean, I think it has to have made some sort of impact. I mean, it is an event that would absorb your thoughts, your emotions, and by the very nature, it takes away. But I think no one can put a number on it. He still was able to come out and play an amazing match. It was one of those matches we talk about where, you know, it was like the Murray Federer semi-final this year, or even you know, the Wawrinka Djokovic, where people afterwards were, can you believe that? So he still put in an amazing performance. You know, didn't get the results, still came out a winner, and still managed to put a further 2 points on the board this weekend. So.
Yeah, absolutely. The Murray brothers combining in the doubles yesterday, and then Murray levelling the tie with Guido Pella today, beating him. And Dan Evans getting off to a great start in the fifth set as well, fifth rubber as well, winning that first set. But some great captaincy there, I thought, from Daniel Orsanic. A lot of people questioning his decision, including us on BBC Radio 5 Live, as to whether it's the right thing to be doing to not play Juan Martín Del Potro in that fifth rubber. But Orsanic was very clear that after that first day, he's just said this to us just now, he said after that first day and 5 hours and 7 minutes, We knew that he would not be able to play the singles, but he might be able to play the doubles and get the quick finish to the tie. That didn't end up transpiring. But they will have seen Leonardo Mayer a lot more than the rest of us. And also in practice, 8 wins in a row in singles and the Davis Cup rubbers, and he proved to be an inspired choice.
Yeah, he dealt with it very well, and still we don't know how it would have turned around, and you know, what he's saying with the behind the scenes Del Potro. You'd imagine he still would have been a force if he had had a very light day yesterday and played today. I still think he would have come out, you know, tired but favourite, because he's capable of playing great tennis still when he's tired. But you know, as you say, Daniel Orsanic would have, you know, might have seen performances like this. We've been very focused on the British team because that's where we've been, but you know, performances like that throughout their campaign. So he might have been comfortable and said, hey, listen, your ranking's not a reflection of your level. You go out there and play your game, and as a match unfolded, even being set behind, saying, listen, you can reel this guy in. You know, Dan Evans has done amazingly to get to hit his ranking, and you know, we'll hope he goes on further, but you know, he's still to prove that. And I think, you know, Mayer showed us today is a better player, and maybe Orsanic, having had that close-up view, knew that, and that's why he had the faith in him.
Yeah, kept his cards very close to his chest, did the Argentina captain. And they're now into a final against Croatia, who had an excellent win at home in Zadar against France. Puts Croatia into the final of the Davis Cup against Argentina. I think you and I have been pretty bowled over by what we've been seeing from Marin Cilic in recent times. And again, this weekend, he showed exactly how good he is.
Yeah, he really did. He's been, you know, he's playing a lot of these big matches and playing well. Of course, that win in Cincinnati where he beat again an exhausted Andy Murray. But the teams are actually quite, you know, evenly matched. They've got a big hitter in them. They've got a very solid second player. You know, Cilic has been having a lot of success in doubles. I think a win against, if I recall correctly, won his doubles match against the Americans as well. So, you know, his confidence is building and building. But, it's interesting, you know, Cilic-Del Potro matchup, which might, you know, there's certain matches that might decide the tie. So that's, I think it's in Croatia. So, again, we'll decide you know, what sort of surface. I think, you know, Borna Coric likely be the second player, would prefer a slower court, but then again, so do the Argentines, so there's a few decisions for them to make.
Can I just ask you, in terms of recovery from a run like Andy Murray's had, with all the clay court success he had, then winning Wimbledon and Queens for a fifth time, and Olympic gold, and now US Open quarters, and here we are at the Davis Cup, how long do you think it would take him to get feeling fresh again and to get over all those? Would he have to take a long break, or?
I think a good few weeks, and you know, he's probably been depleting the tanks for a while. I don't know the last time, you know, we might have to look back to the clay court season, the last time he probably felt like he was playing with full reserves. I think there's no question in Cincinnati he was, you know, he was tired at the start of it, let's be honest, and the time change down to Rio, the six matches, the emotion of that. You know, often the body recovers quite quickly. It can be a few days, although he did have a bit of a niggle today, and, you know, I'm sure we go off and get the checks on that. But just sort of, again, the emotionally and the mental side of things can take a few weeks. And they can still, you know, maybe have a couple of weeks away from, a week away from sort of any physical work, and then build it up. And practicing can be, you know, release, because the body's regenerating, and you don't have the stress. But, you know, he's a tired player right now.
A tired player. Even we're a bit tired now, Miles, aren't we? We haven't even done any running around. All we did is sit there and talk about it. Are you going to go and put your feet up now after this?
Back home. It's been fun. We actually need to do the opposite. Go and run around a little bit, don't we? Having had it set there, the hip joints are getting shorter and shorter, and yeah. But it's been an incredible run. And I think, you know, sometimes the loss maybe shows how great the run before this has been.
That's right. Of course, Britain winning the title last year and into the semis this year. But a huge congratulations to Argentina and to Croatia for getting to the final. They'll play each other at the end of November. The tour will start up again, of course, over the next couple of weeks. And we'll bring you regular tennis podcasts here, brought to you in association with The Telegraph. Thank you very much to Miles McLagan for joining us. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah, always good fun.
And we'll speak to you lot very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.